AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, the House is expected to approve $9 billion in cuts to funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Royal Ailes is executive director of Mississippi Public Television.
If they take that funding away from us on the national level, will affect us with $2 million in cash, about 14-15% of our operating budget. That will affect NPR and PBS.
Republicans are targeting institutions and programs they view as bloated or out of step with their agenda. The White House has described the package as a test case and say if Congress goes along, more requests will come. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump was checked for swelling in his legs and was diagnosed with a common condition in older adults. She pointed out photos of bruises on the president's hand.
This is consistent with minor soft tissue irritation from frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin, which is taken as part of a standard cardiovascular prevention regimen. This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy.
Levitt says the test showed no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease, but the president has chronic venous insufficiency. An agreement obtained by the AP shows Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials will gain access to personally identifiable information for all of the nation's 79 million Medicaid enrollees. An Israeli shell slammed into a compound of the only Catholic church in Gaza, killing three people, wounding 10 others, including the parish priest. The late Pope Francis, who died in April, had regularly spoken with the priest about the war's toll on civilians. Federal health officials will allow Juul to keep selling its electronic cigarettes. The Justice Department is recommending an ex-Kentucky police officer convicted of using excessive force during the deadly Breonna Taylor raid should serve no prison time, an abrupt about-face after spending years prosecuting the former detective. This is AP News. Flooding is impacting pets as well as humans. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
More dogs and puppies from parts of Texas submerged by catastrophic flooding have arrived at the new kill shelter Paws Chicago. The animals were in the Texas shelters before the flooding began. Paws volunteer Peter Brown says moving the animals to other parts of the country clears the shelters in Texas for incoming affected pets.
It makes room for dogs that are displaced by the flooding,
allowing Texas staff members to focus on rescuing animals and reuniting them with their humans.
You know, the real impact is that some family that lost their dog in the flood will get it back.
As for the transferred dogs,
well, they were really nice-looking dogs.
Brown says,
it's better to adopt than to buy a dog.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more, go to apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.